USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tonight's the first presidential debate of the election season. It's to be held in Cleveland, where officials have been addressing concerns about unrest in the streets during the event. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says the National Guard's being deployed in the city today.
The role of the National Guard is to support law enforcement here during the debate. They're in a support role, as they have been in a lot of places across the country. They're here to make sure that people exercise their constitutional rights and that they're safe in doing that.
The 90-minute debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden will be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News. The candidates will break a tradition and won't shake hands because of the pandemic. U.S. House Democrats introducing a new $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief plan, including another round of $1,200 stimulus payments and providing funding for schools and small businesses. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Northern California wildfire, one of many in that region, but this one has already killed three people. It's now forcing more mandatory evacuations. The Zog Fire started Sunday in Shasta County, 4 hours north of San Francisco, and it's burned more than 31,000 acres. It's not contained at all. Some experts say there appears to be a link between living at higher altitudes and suicides by veterans. A Utah congressman putting forward a bill in hopes of studying that connection. Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams talked about the bill yesterday.
It directs the VA to research this connection. Then it goes one step further to use what we learn to develop life-saving tools that will prevent veteran suicide.
The Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final in Edmonton last night. It's Tampa's second cup in franchise history. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Black Chef pictured on cream of wheat packaging since back in 1893 is now going to be leaving. Cream of Wheat parent company B&G Foods says while that image is based on an actual Chicago chef named Frank White, some consumers still find the image offensive, so it's now going to be removed. The Major League Baseball playoffs beginning today, they promise to be as unusual as the 60-game regular season was. The postseason includes 16 teams instead of the usual 8. The divisional round, league championship series, and World Series will all be played at bubble locations in California and Texas to guard against the spread of COVID-19. The L.A. Dodgers are the top seed in the National League. The Tampa Bay Rays are the American League's top seed. Today is National Coffee Day.
You the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today. You can find us online for free anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.